So I'm standing in Menedorf on the coast of Lake Zurich. I actually see a ferry just leaving the pier here in Menedorf, heading to Zurich proper. Inside this building, right behind me is Kuhn Orgelbau. This is organ building company, restoration, maintenance. And inside, they're building a new organ for the Royal Academy of Music in London.
Kuhn Orgelbau has been making organs like this one, heard in Cologne, for more than 100 years here in Menedorf. This, despite the craft of organ building being a specialty.
It is a specialty, but there's still competition. I mean, there are at least in Switzerland five companies that are our competition.
Claude Lardon is an organ builder and project manager for Kuhn.
We think we are a part of history because organs are built to last for hundreds of years, and if they're built correctly and maintained correctly, then they practically last forever. At least mechanical instruments, because if something breaks, it can be replaced by another organ builder.
Lardon says in Switzerland you need a 4-year apprenticeship to become an organ builder, though business is not booming like it once was. He says up until about 10 or 20 years ago, many poorly built organs from the last century needed replacing, but that work has dried up, and falling numbers of churchgoers and the rising value of the Swiss franc don't help things either.
We live in a high-cost country, the salaries are high, and also because of the situation with the euro and the Swiss franc, it's very hard to compete with organ builders from Germany or the United States.
Ja, hier geht alles los. Holzlager.
Well, you see here, we have all the different kinds of wood that we need for the organ. The organ case is usually made of oak or pine, but right now for the organ at the Royal Academy, we have an organ case made of maple, which is very nice.
Lardon and company CEO Hans-Peter Keller show me around the workshop where carpenters are fashioning custom organ parts and frames. The company is still finishing the massive 2,500-pipe organ for the Royal Academy of Music.
So this is your assembly hall.
Yeah.
And we're standing in front of the massive organ for the Royal Academy of Music. It's about 7 meters tall. It's unstained. What can it do at this point?
Well, it's not playable because the whole action isn't built into it, and also all the small pipes aren't inside yet. We just assemble it here, so when we install it on site, then we're much faster because we can just take it apart and put it back together the way it was before. And also we have to put it together here because the whole action is mechanical. That means that from each key to each pallet inside the organ, there's a mechanical connection with thin wooden slats, and we have to make all those, and we have to measure them.
This organ cost about 900,000 British pounds, funded in large part, Lardon says, by money earned in a benefit concert held by Elton John, apparently an organ fan.
So this room, we're tuning an organ?
Not really tuning, but voicing. Because when the pipes come from the pipe workshop, they don't make any sounds yet. So they have to be adjusted so they make the right sound. This is only preliminary, because all the work he's doing, he's just making the pipes work, but the real work is done inside the organ itself, on site.
Organ builder Claude Lardon says people don't often realize that there is more to an organ than meets the eye. You might only see 50 pipes on the outside, but there are hundreds or thousands more inside. It's a craft, an art form. The installation of these pipes and the rest of the Royal Academy of Music organ will begin in July, but it won't be ready for showtime until months of fine-tuning get it just right.